Love is in the air today. It's February 14th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message.
I get it. Not everyone experiences the story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com.
A suspect in the robbery of Blue Pantry Liquor in Walton last month has been arrested. Cincinnati police arrested Juan Allen, 39 years old, of Cincinnati, on unrelated charges on February 10th, and according to the Boone County Sheriff's Office during an interview, Allen confessed to the robbery. Deputies also said that they had received multiple tips identifying Allen as a suspect after they released surveillance footage of the robbery that occurred on January 30th. Following those tips, they obtained an arrest warrant for Allen. Allen remains in the Hamilton County Justice Center and will soon face extradition to Kentucky on charges of first-degree robbery, wanton endangerment first degree, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Kenton County Board of Elections unanimously approved the security and emergency plan for this year's elections in two separate votes at their meeting Monday morning. The security plan, Kenton County Board of Election Chair Gabe Sumi said, includes measures like a 24-hour surveillance of equipment, as well as various protocols for carrying, sealing, monitoring, and operating the equipment. On the other hand, the emergency plan is reserved for catastrophic situations, such as fires that might arise at polling stations. This plan includes what to do if a voting machine gets damaged during such an emergency, and how to protect the voting logs therein. The next regular meeting of the Kenton County Board of Elections is scheduled for Monday, March 4th at 8 a.m. at the Kenton County Government Center on Simon Kenton Way. Cold Spring continues to make way for Cold Spring Point, an anticipated mixed-use development across from the Meyer Shopping Center, by passing two ordinances at Monday's council meeting. Council members unanimously passed the ordinances to allow the sale of the property to continue later this week with Midland Atlantic Properties. These ordinances include annexing the property and adopting an amendment to the city's zoning map. There are plans to provide more updates on who will occupy the properties in the mixed-use development within the next 30 days. Last September, the Cold Spring Planning and Voting Commission approved a zone change for approximately 70 acres of land. In January, council members passed a resolution that approved the bonds for Midland Atlantic Properties, a Cincinnati-based real estate developer, the firm responsible for the plan. The plans include a space for a 48,840-square-foot anchor grocery store and two spaces for big-box retailers. The complex will also include a professional office building on the north end of the site. I hope you guys have a lovely Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and I want to say thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Daily Headlines podcast. I'll talk to you tomorrow.